Now, there's another group, of course, championed by Judy Wood, who has been promoting the research that suggests it was some kind of directed energy weapon. Now, Judy is so tentative about how it was actually done, that's about as far as she goes in describing it. I, for specificity, add that it could have been lasers, masers, maybe plasmoids. Something very sophisticated was going on here. If there was some way to use HARP, Judy is now suggesting the source of energy. This is my interpretation of her, what she is talking about, that there was a hurricane off the coast of New York that was never reported to the American people on 9/11. This is bizarre. A hurricane could theoretically be used as a source of energy that might have been expended in the demolition of the Twin Towers if you could figure out how to transform it in the constructive, directed fashion. Well, I think that's a fascinating hypothesis, but most of you out there have never even heard it before. Why? Because 9/11 blogger, for example, kick me off its site just when I had a blog there. I mean, it's a blogger, right? You're supposed to have blogs. I had a blog there, and I was raising questions about Steve Jones' research and why I think focusing on this little tiny sample of dust is ridiculous.